Boom, Abe. Scalp taken. Vice presidential family scalp taken. Metaphorically, rhetorically, metaphysically speaking. FBI is asshole. Before you try to arrest me, I'm not trying to threaten anybody. I'm just taking a victory lap over here. Yep. For the last decade plus, I've been told, stunning and brave women's don't need no man's. Here's a bunch of our new models, these butt-fucking ugly weirdos over here with hairy armpits pretending to be chicks. They're your new Calvin Klein models, and they're stunning and brave. Look at this one. It's Doug Emhoff's daughter, everybody. The second gentleman's daughter, the stepdaughter of strong, empowered, lesbian, BIPOC, Kamala Harris. No, she's a mentally ill fucking goofball like the rest of you dipshits. You mentally unstable lunatics who look like you shove nuclear rods up your buttholes and your man-made vaginas. New York Post over here, Ella Emhoff, boys, stunning and brave, don't need no man's woman. Well, Mix seemingly loses her mind over stepmom Kamala Harris losing presidency to Trump. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. You're all insane. Especially the people who hired... when you are the vice president's daughter-in-law and you're fucking ugly, you get offered a whole bunch of roles in a way that I would imagine is money laundering. Call me crazy, but this fucking weirdo over here, that's a model? I grew up in the wrong era then, with the Cindy Crawfords of the world. We had all the hotties, boys. All of those Victoria's Secret models before they started putting chicks with dicks in there. Whew, hot. And now I'm being told that that's no. But that looks like Jim Carrey. What happened to Jim Carrey, Abe? Oh, that's right. He allegedly murdered his girlfriend by overdosing her. He went crazy. Anyhow, never took responsibility for it. Let's head over to her Instagram. Truly, there are no words. Well, no, this needs to be fact-checked. There seems to be a lot of stupid fucking words that you're going to string together. Truly, there are no words. Literally, there are no words, everybody. Here's a bunch of words that are fucking stupid. We're all going to get through this. Well, let's see. I know I'm going to get through it. Yeah, I'll be fucking fine. You idiots on your side, not so much. Go fuck yourselves. It just fucking hurts, man. Like a bitch right now. And that's okay. The fight doesn't stop now. Just please check in on your people right now. You gonna check in on them from a mental institution, you fucking goofball? No. Does the fight continue? From the front of the mental asylum, boys. That's right. Get together, everybody. We're putting together contingency. We're going to put a division of mentally ill goofballs together from a stronghold of Arkham fucking goofball asylum. Here is a pro-American. This is, everybody's talking about this. We'll see if it turns out to be true. But boy, it smells correct. That's good enough for me. Pro-America politics report. Ella Emhoff. Even your name's stupid, you dumb bitch. Even your name sounds like a man sitting down to piss in a toilet. Has been admitted into a psychiatric facility following Kamala Harris's landslide loss to Donald Trump. We need to pray for... I ain't praying for any of these people. No, fuck that. No. I save my prayers for good shit. Yeah. I pray that these people continue their downward spiral. That's what I'm praying for. Because, you know... They wanted you dead. These people wanted you dead. Yeah, I'm not praying for people who wanted me dead. Are you kidding me? No, I'm good. These people, these political jackals with rabies and what looks to be AIDS over here, they've been calling us Nazis and fascists for going on 10 years. They tried to poison us. They turned a blind eye to open borders and rape while pretending that the dollar wasn't destroyed. All the while trying to continue this train wreck. Fuck these people. Nah, I'm all right. Yeah. I pray that they get what they fucking deserve. That's what I pray for. I pray to see more of this. Fucking lunatics over here. It's going to be a long 4 years for them. Great. Great. Good. Fuck these people. It's monsters. Now, I'm all right. We told you idiots you were being lied to. We told you idiots that you better get some fucking help. And you said, no, oh my God, stunning and brave, strong and powerful woman, don't need no mans. I'm a model. No, you're not a model. Everything around your life is bullshit, and it's manufactured, and everybody's placating you and facilitating and emboldening your mental illness. You're fucking batshit crazy, and you should have got help 8 goddamn years ago. Right? That's what I tried to help you 8 years ago. I was like, no, you're being lied to. You're gonna make yourself insane. And you told me that I was a Nazi and I should die. And I was like, oh, okay. And now you're heading into mental institutions. I think it's 8 years too late. Go fuck yourself, weirdos. Eat shit. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. You want to keep up to date on these stunning and brave women models losing their fucking minds. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.